Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Police are trying to establish if there is a link between a man arrested yesterday and the attack on six soldiers in Levallois-Perret. A 36-year-old man was shot and arrested during a car chase on the motorway after armed officers stopped the same black BMW that was used to ram into a group of soldiers at the Place de Verdun. Six were injured, but none sustained life-threatening injuries. Police have searched the home of the man they arrested. The Algerian was living in northwest Paris and is not believed to have been on any security list. The suspect remains hospitalised this morning after being wounded by five bullets during his arrest. Police opened fire when they believe the suspect made a move to pull out a gun. Wildfires continue to sweep the south of France. 400 people had to be evacuated yesterday after 500 hectares were set ablaze in the Hérault near Montpellier. Emergency services have that fire under control. In the Gard, 20 hectares of vegetation in the commune of Beaucaire has gone up in smoke. All of the products containing eggs that had been contaminated with the anti-parasite fipronil have been identified in the Morbihan. The egg deliveries from the Netherlands and Belgium containing fipronil had gone into raw and processed foodstuffs, although the Departmental Directorate for the Protection of the Population said that no sales of the non-processed products had been recorded. The DDPP said that the processed products which had been put to market contained low thresholds which were not a risk to public health. Fipronil is usually used to prevent tick and flea infections in cats and dogs. The prefecture in Morbihan did not give the name of the company which had received a delivery of around 295,000 contaminated eggs. The Ministry of Agriculture announced there was to be a nationwide survey of all manufacturers of egg products. France and Belgium have accused the Netherlands of being slow to react to the contamination, claiming the Dutch had detected the presence of fipronil as far back as November 2016. It was one of Macron's key election pledges. The law on the moralisation of public life will come into force today after 2 months of debates. The text was voted on by Parliament with 412 votes out of a total of 577. The new law will prohibit members of Parliament from employing family members and will get rid of parliamentary expenses, which until now were subject to no verification and allowed members of Parliament and senators to finance the communities and associations of their choice. And finally to rugby and the Women's World Cup in Ireland. And France's women's first 15 won big yesterday against Japan, 72-14. The next game is on Sunday night against Australia. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.